A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Jennifer Payton, Camilla Sutton, Charles Craig, Igor Nikolsky, Brianna, Cara Martin, Lauren Coleman, Wim, Shauna Bracken, Callie Shearer, Zalia Chimera, Christopher Nies, Maxwell Scrocky, Philip Platt, Aurora B, Johnny Dangerously, Athena Frade, Lice Rojas, Iris, Kim Cuthbertson. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Executive Quarterly with me, Sigmund Shankare. I'm joined today by one of the rising stars of Stella Firma's executive class, Hartro Pilz. Hartro, how are you?
I am fantastic.
Thank you for having me, Sigmund. It is a real pleasure to be here today.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure for me as well, because as I say, you really are a rising star amongst the young executives of Stella Firma. But as we all know, stars can suddenly explode for no reason and leave nothing but screams and shadows.
Yes, that's true. That is true. And I like to think that I'm constantly trying to exceed myself and fly further into the galaxy of success so that as not to burn out, but to continually become a larger star.
Yes.
Not to fade out, not to explode, but to succeed in becoming brighter. Mm-hmm. As an emblem for other line managers.
Okay, we're going to have a question now. Just going to ask you a series of questions to help really get to the bottom of what makes a line manager and rising executives such as yourself tick. Is that okay?
That's fantastic.
So, Hartre, what's a perfect day look like to you?
Oh, Sigmund, I'm so glad you asked. I'm quite regimented, I'm happy to say. I like things just so. I wake up at 4 every morning. I have my alarm clock. It jolts me out of bed with a friskness, you know.
You have an electric alarm clock that tases you as you wake up?
I've seen those. I've heard of those. I actually have one that's inserted into my bed and it flips the bed slightly.
Interesting.
It's called the shelling.
And it shells you out of your sleep.
Exactly.
Into the wall of your room?
Onto the floor.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have any carpet. I like to really smack awake. That's just to freshen me up, to get me going, you know? Some mornings I even land on my feet and I know it's going to be a good day.
Like a cat.
Yes. Yes.
Excellent.
Like a sexy cat.
Excellent stuff. So, Hartro, if you could change anything about your job, what would it be?
Absolutely nothing, Sigmund.
Nothing? Really.
You jest. No, really. No. It is a joy to work for Stella Firma. I mean, bless the board. I have come to where I have come. You know, every day as I smack my face on the floor of my cubicle and alight into action to come and deliver line managerial dictation and joy. I just feel like I am the luckiest woman to serve the board. I love my job.
Hail the board.
Hail the board.
Okay, but seriously, anything you change, anything
Sigmund,
you're dissatisfied
not a
with.
Thing.
Nothing.
In fact, I'd work longer. I'd work harder.
Noted. Noted. Okay. Well, next question then.
It's hot in here.
It is a little warm. I'll just turn it up a little. A line manager's job can be very hard and very taxing.
No.
Does it ever get too much?
No. No. Absolutely not. Never. No. I love everyone I work with. I would like a family. It's like going to work with your friends. I say I'm a line manager, but really I'm a buddy. You know.
So you fraternize. You fraternize with your employees.
Sigmund. Now, come on now. You know, from one professional to another. You want them to have a feeling of, you know, oh, they could fraternize with you. You know, that they might think, ooh, we could, but absolutely not. I mean, I know where the line is. I know where to put
manager.
My foot down.
You're the line manager, so you would know where the line is.
I manage the line.
You manage the
exactly,
line.
Exactly, exactly.
So you would.
I mean, I'm not mincing words here.
No.
I draw the line. I draw it in front of fraternizing. I draw it, you know, through fraternizing.
Okay.
I mean, friend, I say friend, I say, you know, friend or foe, really. Hartro, friend or foe, I don't know. They're always guessing, always wondering. The shapeshifter.
Okay.
You're looking, yes.
Okay.
Finished with, do you want me to...
Not unless there's anything you'd like to say on that topic.
Just that I'm a shapeshifter.
You're a shapeshifter.
And I have a line that I draw, and it goes through friends.
Okay, a line-drawing shapeshifter with no friends, that's Hartro Pilz. Okay, and would you ever defy the board? Would you ever defy the board?
No.
No? You would never consider defying the board?
I don't think I've even heard the words defy the board in the same... I can't believe I've just uttered them, you know? I've uttered them as something I would draw a line through. I've done it, see?
So
that's me at work right
in
there.
In your role as shape-shifting line drawer,
yes.
you're drawing a line through defying the board?
Through defying the board, yes.
To
yes.
say no, I
say
would not.
Say absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Okay, wonderful. Let's move on then. So, you just, have... Sorry.
I sing the board song every morning. You didn't let me carry on. It's fine, though, I understand. I mean, you're in charge here. Mm-hmm. But in my perfect day, after I get shelled, I also sing the board anthem.
So you have an almost exemplary record of both planet delivery and customer satisfaction. You have an almost exemplary record of both planet delivery and customer satisfaction. So how do you account for that?
Thank you.
Almost complete success.
Complete success.
Almost complete. Sorry, I just want to make sure that point is held, that you have an almost exemplary record.
Isn't that funny? I just think, you know, when you are creating a masterpiece, don't you, the artist, also create the imperfection within the masterpiece so as to have your audience see where the true beauty is and be reminded of what they are seeing? How is one to know what masterpiece and beauty is if they do not have anything to compare it to? I mean, I would say the 0.025% of my non-complete perfect record is just that small fissure of an arrow pointing at the beauty of my work.
So you specifically choose to engineer failure in part of your work to cast more glory onto the rest of it. Is that what you're saying to me?
No.
No. So what are you saying?
I'm glad you asked. What I'm saying is that sometimes you get given a piece of mud when you're trying to make a marble statue. And what do? You have to mold it along with... I've been given my materials, haven't I? And one of my materials, we won't mention names, tracks, really difficult to work with. And I'm not saying it's a problem. Lord knows it is not a problem. It is just something that makes my, you know, skills develop even more. It's a blessing.
A blessing.
It is a blessing.
A blessing from the board.
Yes.
Hail the board.
Hail the board.
After a hard day of managing your lines, how do you like to unwind?
Well, funny, Sigmund. There's no such thing as a hard day. There just really isn't. I mean, I unwind like everyone else. You know, I have ion scrubs, but that's just to, you know, keep my appearance sharp and shapely. You know, I've been known to unwind with a bit of slurry in the evening, you know. like anyone.
We all love our slurry.
But really, there's no need for it. It's just, you know, I'm social. I'm a social animal. I'm so popular amongst the managers and the lines and the parties. And
do you party?
I will put on a facade of partying if I must.
Because obviously the board really encourages our line managers to sometimes, you know, get out there and let down their hair. So you're saying that you buck against that enjoyment and you push against the mandated parties of the board.
Didn't understand that question the first time around. Isn't that funny? You know what? I think it's the heat.
It's a little hot. I'll just turn
Sigmund,
it up.
And you are a very appealing looking man. I party. I love partying. Would you like to party? I think we should party.
Hartra, we're recording an interview, so I don't think I'll take up a parting, but the fact that you offered is noted. So, sometimes you have to make tough calls in your job. So, how do you feel it's best to tell a consultant that, unfortunately, their employment and indeed their life is going to be terminated?
Well, Sigmund, I know you must also feel the responsibility in your job. As I've been travelling up the different prestigious stages in Stella Firma, and I've now become a line manager, I know that there are some things I have to do, and that can be hard, but I signed up for the job. I can do it. I'm not afraid to really get into the minds of my disciples, children, colleagues, what have you. I tell it like it is. You know, I don't like to really mince words, and I definitely don't want to torture anyone. Just really let them know as kindly as possible. You know, if there's a way to avoid it, I will.
So you would go against an execution order?
We were talking specifically No. If there's an order to execute someone, I mean, give me the gun. I would be happy to. I mean, I would do that if I needed to. I don't even think you need to inform the person. Just
stop behind them and...
I mean, if the board has...
In the night while they're sleeping? When their back is turned or eyes are closed? Let's say it's your oldest friend. And you were called to a secret tribunal and were told they had to be removed and terminated, and we handed you the gun and said, do it now. Would you immediately walk to that person's pod, quietly open the door, creep up, pull back the covers, take them out?
And this is an execution order by the board. This is... Well, Sigmund, it's funny that you are asking me this, because we know the answer, don't we? Of course we do.
What's the answer, Hartrey?
Well, I would like to just say, of course you would do the same as me. Yep.
And what would I do, Hartrey?
What would you do, Sigmund? How many times have you ever been asked a question? I mean, you're looking at me as if you've never been asked a question before in your life about anything. But have you been asked a question like, what would you do?
Yes. Many times. And my answer has always been, yes.
And that is mine as well. That's what I was saying. Well done, us. I think, you know, we're very similar. You and I. Very...
Would you ever defy the board?
No.
Never thought about defying the board.
I feel like you might have asked that before.
We just like to check.
Okay.
What's next for Hartrey Pilz?
Not defying the board. I mean, yes. Moving on. Stella Firma has given me such a prestigious position, and I can only hope that with my fantastic record that you pointed out earlier...
Almost exemplary.
With that exemplariness, I just think they would want me to move forward and up and onwards, and the sky is the limit. I hate to, you know, use a cliche, but really, it is for me. Just work, 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 work.
Wonderful. Well, Hartrey, just one final question before we let you go.
Oh, really? Only one more?
Just the one. Would you ever defy the board?
No.
Hartrey Pilz, thank you very much. And thanks to all of you for joining me, Sigmund Shankaray, on this edition of Executive Quarterly. I hope you'll join me next week when we're meeting Gamma Delts, the most pliant and obedient young executive I've met in many eons. Thank you.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.